Okay, all right, good. Do you guys want to, you guys want to do the pledge again or not? You okay?
Have, can you guy do it?
Mr. Neal.
I think we should have it. Good point.
Got to welcome him.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Anyway, I'm going to call to order our regular scheduled meeting of the Stanton City Council. Madam Clerk, we will now have our pledge of allegiance. Joe, you want to lead us, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you and welcome to Stanton. Madam Clerk, please call roll.
Mr. Mayor, Council Agency Authority Number One here.
Here.
Council Agency Authority Number Two.
Here.
Council Agency Authority Number One.
Here.
Here. Thank you. We do have some presentation and awards tonight. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. These are going to be recognitions to some of the people that have served and dedicated their time to the city of Stanton. We'll begin first of all with recognition to our outgoing planning commissioner, Ms. Debbie Grant. Oh, okay. Thank you. Would you would just for the record let them know that we did recognize them and thank them for their service. Okay.
Yes.
I appreciate that. Okay, great. Any comments for anyone on those two? Okay, good. We'll move on to recognition for outgoing planning commissioner, Mr. Sam Mua.
Didn't he receive one during a planning commission meeting, or is this a separate?
So okay. The planning commission had provided him a separate plaque on behalf of the planning commission. This is on behalf of the city.
Got it.
So two separate ones, he isn't getting the same one.
Okay, so that being said, let's all go down.
Let's do it.
Okay, Sam has been with us a long time, and he's also served as chairman of our planning commission. Always has done an outstanding job, although I have to wish him good, because he got his house with a backyard for his kids instead of living in, you know, a little area, no play area. So, Sam, Buena Park is better because you're going to be there, but remember, Stanton's always your home, okay? The City Council of the City of Stanton does hereby officially commend and thank Mr. Mua for his unselfish devotion and commitment in serving the citizens of Stanton. It is fitting that we join in a celebration of accomplishment and recognition for Mr. Mua for his consistent proven to be an active and valued member of the Stanton community and has demonstrated unparalleled leadership abilities and logical approach to decision making and unwavering commitment to the community and serving as a planning commissioner. The City Council extends you our appreciation and continued success and our very best wishes.
Can we get the family member a chance to
Our next recipient will be Ms. Nancy Heitman. I'm not going to read this because, you know, we've all known Nancy for almost, 25 years? At least maybe 30. Anyway, let me stick this back here. You know, Nancy started with us, I think almost in her role in the city, I think it was about 23 years ago. And if you count all of the events that we've had over those 23 years, Nancy's been to every one of them. Now, whether it was a Christmas tree lighting or giving away cookies and hot chocolate or working in the park as a volunteer with the kids or giving away free food, you know, Nancy was there. She's dedicated a good portion, almost a quarter of a century, in helping this community over the years. When it came time to get things passed that would benefit the city, even in an election, I'm not talking about candidates, I'm talking about measures, she'd walk the streets. She was there with signs. She was helping fight what she felt was in the best interests of our community. So, you know, it's just countless hours. And, you know, we have about 5 different charities in the community. One of them used to be the Kiwanis Club, of which she helped run. She was on the board of the Boys and Girls Club, the Youth Foundation. I mean, I could go on and every one of them. And you know what? Even though we usually work as a group, each one of those had their own activities. And Nancy was at every one of them, working day and night. You know, we're going to miss you working on those, but you're going to have to come back on some of them, so we know, okay? But like I said, it's been phenomenal, your career of volunteerism. You are the true spirit of volunteerism that makes up our community of pride and forward vision. And without people like you, we wouldn't be able to do what we do today. So on behalf of all of us, not only do we thank you, but we want to wish you very well. Okay?
Nancy's always been there, but alongside Nancy, Bud's always been there. And the two of them, Stan would not be the city it is today without the Heitmans. They have just helped and helped and helped, morning, noon, and night. And I mean, I've cooked cookies with Nancy, I've done pancakes with Nancy. I mean, that's part of being a council person is learning how to cook. And so anyway, these two, I mean, for those of you that know them, you know what I'm talking about. For those of you that don't know them, you'll see them at the next event because I guarantee they'll be there. They've just been a fabulous couple of people in our city. Thank you for being here. Great to work with all these years. To Gary.
Thank you for all you've done for this city. You've certainly given the city more than the city's given you. Thank you very, very much. And Bud and I were on the planning commission for about 4 or 5 years, I think. Thank you very much.
Although I've spent the least amount of time as a council member and a shorter amount of time as a planning commissioner, I remember meeting Bud for the first time at a Citizens Academy several years ago, meeting Nancy for the first time in our time together as part of the Stanton Foundation. And I have so much respect for them, the fact that they are not only a lovely couple and they stay committed to their marriage, but the fact that they can inspire young people like me to continue to serve and to serve for decades. They are such a role model for our community, and so thank you so much, and I really wish you the best.
Bud and I also shared a seat on the Planning Commission. Feels like it was 30 years ago, but I was only like 6 or 7. Rain or shine, good days or bad days, I could always count on both of you to smile. And that means a lot in this day and age. It's hard to be the right person 24/7. You guys are always that right person. Where things are going well, things are challenging, it doesn't matter. And that's because you guys are very wise. And what I mean by that is, you come across people sometimes that are smart, and they act funny, and they use their smarts for their own personal gain. Then you come across smart people that have that strong moral compass that want to use their smarts to make everybody better around them. That's what you guys are. You guys are inspirational. Couldn't do it without you, that's for sure. And still expect you guys to see at least eat a cookie, maybe not bake a cookie. Thank you.
Okay, you have to correct me if I'm wrong, Bud. Is it this year or next year at the big 6-0? Is it this year or next year for your wedding anniversary? Somebody asked me to give you the proclamation for the big 6-0 of wedding for your marriage, and I don't think did I fall through on it? Did I miss it for real? Okay, they're at 64 now, so I'm a little slow. Anyway, 64 years of marriage. Let's give them a big hand. Okay, good. Okay, our next recipient, it's an easy way for me to introduce her because everything that Nancy and Bud did, Ann Wynn set it up, made sure it would happen. So Ann, come on up. Ann Wynn is the pillar of volunteerism and hard work in the city of Stanton. Recently, she was awarded Woman of the Year for the 65th District for the State Assembly. That's a lot of people out there to get chosen from. You know, Nancy is very shy, very humble, and you know what? All she do when you see her is she rolls up her sleeves and does the work. And if there's nobody else there, she does all the work. But she also manages to get a lot of our young folks involved in the community. And that's what it's all about. You know, it's time for young people to come in, take leadership roles, and to participate. And she does a great job with that. I can tell you that every event that we've had in the city, she either organized it or ran it and also participated in making sure it went smoothly. She's done an outstanding job working with the families in our community, with the children, educating them, making sure that people had food. If you come out here on Tuesday and Thursday for our food lines, Nancy's there giving out boxes of... Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, you can tell I'm almost 75. Anyway, Ann is there giving out food and standing in the hot sun, making it happen. You know, Ann is also a woman of great faith. She is in the group of the religious groups that we have that work together. She's one of their leaders. She puts on the annual event every year where all the faiths come together and share their blessings and their prayers. And I think in this time, it's very important that we do that. So Ann has offered everything to our community. She's given her heart and soul. She's given her time and her commitment, and she's not done yet. She's still going to keep on going. But I want to commend her for all of the wonderful things that you've done, Ann. And, you know, sometimes you don't get, you know, sometimes you just, nobody ever says thank you. But on behalf of all our council and all our community, we want to thank you for all you've done and the many lives that you've impacted over the years.
I know you're a very humble person, and this is not something you take pleasure in, but I really must say that as someone who is, you know, a younger council member, I appreciate Anne so much. I remember meeting her or speaking to her for the first time over the phone before I even got involved in politics and being so impressed that she could speak Vietnamese. And then when I saw her in person, there was this Australian lady who spoke fantastic Vietnamese. It just blew my mind. And not only does she do that, she goes out on the streets. I remember working with her on the census. We went to our low-income, disadvantaged communities at the Connaught Gardens apartments, and she went there and she spoke and got everyone there to take part in the census. She's on the ground. She's reaching out in ways that our city may not have traditionally reached out into everybody, the most vulnerable, the folks who may not have access, have language barriers, things like that. During the backpack program, she was out there directly with me in the community, calling people, getting them to sign up and get free backpacks. So thank you so much for being that pillar. And she also speaks Spanish. I mean, this lady is impressive. I remember seeing her on the phone speaking Spanish to families, telling them, hey, come and get a free backpack. So thank you so much, Anne, for all you do and looking out for the least.
Yeah, Anne's been involved in all the charities. Extremely involved in Kiwanis Club when the Kiwanis Club was in Stanton, and made that club work for longer than the club probably would have existed without her help. And you just see Anne everywhere. You see her at every event. You see her helping people. You see her thinking of ways to help more people. And it's really a privilege to have people like this in the community. It makes the entire city better. So thank you, Anne. Appreciate it.
At the community center, I believe. I popped in there one day and kind of took you and showed you around. So thank you for that, and thank you for all your service to the city. And I'm sorry we're embarrassing you so much.
For sure. Thank you for everything that you've done, and you will do in the future, right? Okay. Kidding aside, you have a special skill. You're a connector. And not many people can say that. And what I mean by that is, regardless of demographic, regardless of income level, regardless of quality of life of the individual, you find ways to not only connect with them, but have them connect with others. And that truly is what Stanton's all about, right? It's a community pride and the forward vision. The only way we could have forward vision if we have everyone to buy in, sign off on the same ideas, and that's what you do, and you do it well. So thank you.
Okay, before we go in, I was remiss in giving the council a chance to say something about Sam. So
it's so odd not having Sam around all the time. I mean, where he's sitting tonight is where he sat for years listening to council meetings. I mean, he was always here, and he's very much missed. But I know Buena Park's better off having him there. So anyway, thank you, Sam. Come visit. Don't stay away, because this is your home. You might live in Boyd Park, but this is.
Sam, I first met you on the Planning Commission. I think we were there for a few years together. You were great. You've done a great job for the city, all the other activities. I think you even ran for congressman, if I remember right. Congratulations on all that you've done for the city.
Going to run again too.
Thank you so much. I know that You do live in Buena Park now, but you're welcome to come back to Stanton at any time. We have some fantastic homes here that also have yards for you and your family. So I hope you consider coming back at some point. But thank you, and I know that we really miss you.
Thanks for everything that you've done for the city of Stanton. I know you'll still be around. We're not far away. You're a grinder. You hustle. You work hard. And those are phenomenal traits, because in this day and age, you don't see people like you. And you're always genuine. You know, I always know if I come to you and we talk, it is as genuine comes. There are no storytellings. There's no embellishment whatsoever. And that's unbelievably refreshing. So I ask that you don't change. And good luck in everything that you'll do. And again, I look forward to seeing you here in Stanton.
Okay, let's give one big round of applause again to all our recipients tonight. And thank you for what you've done. Okay, we'll move on to item number 11. This is the consent calendar. Is there any request to pull an item from the audience?
Yes, not audience.
Okay, how about the council?
Yeah, that too. 11I, please. I need to sit this one out.
Okay. Okay, is there any others? Okay, I'll move the balance. Is there a second?
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, and you going to exclude yourself on this?
Yes.
Okay, he'd have to leave, does he, on this or not?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. Actually, I'm going to leave as well. This is a item, and I also have a conflict, so I will.
So I get to be the attorney while you're done?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to change some ordinances, and we're going to make a lot of things illegal. If you're doing drugs, you're doing time. And no tickets anymore either, Sheriff. No more tickets. You know, we throw them right in jail. Okay. All right, we have one item left. Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Okay, Madam Clerk, take roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Chief, can you tell him to come back in, please? Thank you. I will now move on to the next item, which is going to be item 12A. These are public hearings. Consideration of ordinance number 1111, which includes various amendments to the Stanton Municipal Code regarding camping, oversized vehicle parking, vacant enclosure properties, and public nudity. Mr. Wren, I believe?
I will be giving the staff report.
Okay, great.
Council, thank you. Matter 12A, as you may recall, this is a public hearing to consider various code amendments to address quality of life issues in Stanton and update the municipal code accordingly. This was born out of council comments, the desire to, you know, look at what was going on the ground in Stanton and update the code to address certain issues. Out of that, our office, the city attorney's office, met with public safety, OCSD, got comments from development, office to really get a flavor of what can we do more to strengthen our code. We have kind of more tools in that toolbox for enforcement of OCS to implement in the city attorney's office.
out of that was several items. One is public nudity. There is public nudity issues already addressed in the code. That's addressed in like massage ordinances as well as waiters and waitresses. And we expanded that to also address public nudity generally. The next one was a vacant property registration. Again, the municipal code already addresses registration of foreclosed properties. So this kind of just broadens that out to also address non-foreclosed properties that are vacant. And then the third is we took a look at the city's oversized vehicle regulations and broadened that out as well. There's already code amendments addressing trailers and those type of things. But we really recognize that this is a city that has had significant issues regarding parking, something that the residents have come to the city over and over again. I saw a couple of comments on the dais from residents just expressing their concerns with oversized parking. In addition to the inordinate amount of space it takes up, it's more wear and tear on the city streets. So this proposes a prohibition, but also an outlet to allow property owners to request permits for temporary loading and unloading of oversized vehicles for 72 hours. And it is commensurate with other cities, what they've done surrounding. I believe that, for example, Anaheim and Garden Grove have similar type of oversized and so while this did originate from a council request, our office looks at this as not just a one-time deal where we update the code, but just one of a continuous look at the code to make sure that we're in line with the best practices. So if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Go ahead, Gary.
How are we going to notify the people that have like trailers, motorhomes, things like that?
I would imagine, Mayor and Council, that this is going to be a process. Prior to even enforcing this ordinance, we're going to have some regulations that help people get permits and notifications. Certainly, signage would have to go up. The ordinance provides administrative regulations to be adopted administratively, right? So we don't have to keep on coming back to the council. So there, I believe there would be a notification program, and that is important to do.
Thank you so much for working on this. I know this has been an issue that so many people in our community have experienced. I actually have a question for Mr. Wren. I know that, or I suspect, that if we were to implement this ordinance, specifically regarding oversized vehicle parking, there may be a secondary effect on certain communities that live in vehicles on our streets. They may choose to either leave our streets because it's no longer allowed, or they may choose to abandon their vehicle and then live in other places that are also not desirable. Do we have preparation to anticipate, and do we have the capacity to accommodate individuals who may choose to abandon their vehicle and have other places to live in our city that may not be ideal?
Sure. So to answer the first question, you're exactly right. From my experience, most individuals in this situation will move on. It is in many cases a lifestyle choice, and they will choose to move on as they see fit. Part of the game plan at this point, as we roll out this program, as the city attorney mentioned, through the assistance of our outreach coordinators, we will make contact with each and every individual living in motorhomes and let them know the resources that are available through our shelter system, everything that has been set up in place. Currently, as of today, we do have capacity, for instance, for those individuals. However, I think we're right on the money initially, where most of the folks will move on.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Carol?
I'm just thrilled to have this come in front of us. We've addressed all these at some point in time in the past, and we do have laws for these, but I,
I think it's really good that we're moving forward and updating these laws to address today's current situation that we're facing in the city, so.
Thank you. I just want to let everybody know that this is just kind of the beginning of what we're going to do with our ordinances. If you remember when I put it on thing and you guys all supported this, you know, we can't do it all at once, but what we're going to do, and it was a great suggestion, is to go through our ordinances a little at a time and try to make them so that they not only are the right for everybody, but they also protect our community. I think the good news is that we're going to try to prioritize those ordinances so that we get the ones that are going to have the biggest impact. Like the ones we're doing tonight are going to be very impactful in our community and probably do a lot of good out there. The ones dealing with crime are related ordinances that we can have to be looked at more specifically. But if we're able to do that, such as open drug use, you know, we've already got nudity, things along those lines, maybe theft. You know, we do have state guidelines that we have to adhere to. But I think if we can tighten up our ordinances, and then we have our own prosecutor here, that we'll be a lot more successful until the courts open up and the district attorney takes tickets a little more seriously. Okay, so thank you. Okay, on this, is there any other discussion on this? Okay. Yes, I'm going to open it right now. Okay, at this time, we'll open a public hearing on item 12A. Is there anyone wishing to speak for it or against it? Okay, I do have a couple of letters that were sent to the city manager. We're not required to read the letter, right? But I. Oh, thank you. And both were in supporting of the measure, just for the record. Thank you. Okay, we have a recommended action, action 1, 2, 3, and 4. If there's no further discussion, I'm going to close the public hearing, bring it back to the council. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion. Oh, sorry.
Yes.
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 Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on now to item number 13, unfinished business, of which we have approval of ordinance number 1110. This ordinance was introduced at our regular city council meeting on July 27th. Recommended action, clerk read and title. Yes, I have a question. Jennifer, I believe, is this the KB Home site? And the last time we discussed it, there were some conditions that the council wanted to have met.
That
and
is
also
correct.
You were in discussions. Could you assure us that what we as a council discussed that evening and talked to you about have been met at this point, and you're happy?
They have not been met, and I am not happy yet. However, the developer is making progress to those goals.
Okay, that's exactly what I thought. So if we approve this tonight, does that take away the leverage for us to get what we want?
It does not.
What, and could you explain that to me?
So tonight, you're simply finalizing the action that you took at the last hearing, which closes out the entitlement. The applicant is still held to the conditions of approval of that entitlement, and the leverage that we have is their building permit issuance and the conditions of approval, which could come back to this body to change and administer if they did not meet those conditions as intended.
Okay, that's fair. I was also going to ask you, once we make this commitment tonight, does that mean that the property, they're responsible for the properties because of the entitlements?
So they will need to go through the escrow process to close on those properties before they will take full responsibility, but this gets them a big step closer to doing that.
Yeah, I think if we go ahead and approve this tonight, which I'm sure we will, I'd like to send a message to them that we do need the properties that they're entertaining there to be kept in an orderly fashion, which would be very helpful. You know, at one point with the overgrowth there, I know that they've done some work there, which I appreciate, but I think the council would like to have all the properties cleaned up. I know they can't do much with the Wallace property because that's still not in their ownership, but I know the city property, we would appreciate that being taken care of, and then also the adjacent L-shaped property. So that'd be very helpful. If the council's okay with that, I'm going to go ahead and ask for a motion for approval.
Motion.
Second. A roll call, Madam Clerk.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, new business, we have none. We'll move to item 15. This is oral communication by the public. At this time, any member of the public may address us, whatever you need, no matter, as long as it's within our jurisdiction. So at this time, we'll give you 3 minutes to come up, and we're opening up to anything. So we will begin, first of all, with Patricia Allen, please. Patricia, please come on up. Just take your time. No hurry. And you have as much
time. I have a problem. I live at Park Place Senior Apartment. And I'm born again, and me and my two children are being stalked by Donald Trump. And he bought the Park Place apartment. The way he got in is bought a car for one of the ladies that lives there. And that opened the door for him to get involved at Park Place and ended up buying the place. And I don't feel safe there at all. And my two girlfriends beat up one of my girlfriends after the door, didn't know who it was, and he beat her up and said to go to the hospital. And we all think it's crazy. And there is a celebrity supposed to let us know that Donald Trump was living in this for about 12 years in New York before he became rich, and that's why we have a problem. And I don't trust the management there at all. They're related, and I think he controls them. They do whatever he says, because I'm sure he pays them really good money. And nobody feels safe there. I don't feel safe there. A lot of people there know that he owns a place, but I think there's a lot of people that don't know about them. And I would like to be protected. I don't know how you guys protect this, but the management, the maintenance team, I think they're all Mexican. The maintenance team, I think, is related to the management too. And I went downstairs to get my mail, and they were tinkering with one of the mailboxes, and they broke the mailbox. Went downstairs again, and one of my neighbors went to open his mailbox, and it was broken. And that's mail fraud. You're not supposed to be there. It's not a safe place to live.
Okay. What I would recommend is, Chief, would you hold your hand up, please? Chief, that's our chief of police. He's in charge of public safety. Mr. Wren, hold your hand up. He is our public safety director. Okay. If you give your contact information to Mr. Wren and to Chief Alday, they will be able to contact you, and then you can, if you have any concerns, they'll be able to address them. Okay?
Okay. I just have a question.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak at this time? Okay, I'm going to close the public hearing. We have no written communications. We have mayor, council, agency, authority initiated business. Committee reports, council, agency, authority announcements. Yes.
I did want to acknowledge our public safety team for a very successful national night out on the 6th. Thank you so much for all the work that you guys did. And my son was there. He was so excited. And the fact that we could get a helicopter is huge. I don't think I've ever seen that before. So thank you so much for your efforts in doing that. And we had a great turnout. The kids loved it. The community loved it. So I appreciate your efforts on that end. And being able to get us something we've never had before in the past, that's huge. Another announcement I have is the Orange County Public Library and the Stanton Library, specifically across the street, had a back-to-school event in conjunction with our 100th anniversary on the 18th of this month, where they had an event for kids, and they had books that were given away and craft kits and things like that, and we had over 150 kids show up to that. And it's a very successful event, and now they currently have machines that will let people check out laptops free of charge. All you need is a library card. So if anyone in the community who needs a laptop for any reason, all you need is a library card. You can check it out from the library across the street, the Stanton Public Library. And they also have hotspots available for those who don't have internet access and would need that. So I'm very excited that we have that for our community now.
Thank you. Anyone else? I just will add that I had the honor of last Thursday to address the Senate Select Committee on Housing and Homelessness. And not only did I pay tribute to you guys for all the good work you've done, but also to our staff. I appreciate our city attorney giving me some advice to ask for funding for relocation. And so I took the bold measure of pointing out one of the most important parts of my speech was cities like ours really need help in relocation funding. And they actually, I saw them all write down that note. So that doesn't mean we're going to get anything, but if you don't ask for it, you're not going to get it. They also were very complimentary on the wonderful things we've done with Home Key and House Key. Also our program with what we did on relocation of our homeless population, and of course the things that we're doing in our community. I think that right now, if anybody in the county wants to find out how to do it right, they come to Stan. And I think that's something that we all should be very proud of, because we work really hard on that as a team, not only the council, but also our staff. So just wanted to share that with you. I also told them what I really thought about SB 9 and 10, but I kept it really short because I knew who I was talking to up there. But I will tell you that we did get some good news. 2 days ago, they amended SB 9 so that if you're going to build split your zoning and build two more and end up with four, you as a property owner for 3 years have to live there. So that way, somebody can't just come in and buy it and then develop it into an apartment complex in a single family residential area, and then, you know, then it's all over with because there's no parking for anybody. So I think there's also going to be a lot more changes between now and September 10th. They have a little bit longer to make some amendments. My goal is to keep hammering them, like we've got a lot of people doing that. I think that if you need a dwelling unit, that's fine. But I think you need it only if you need to take care of your family, not to have developers come in and ruin an area. So I wanted to share that with you too. Thank you. We're now at, I believe we are at number B, 17B, council agency authority initiated items for future meeting. Okay, there's a couple of things that I'd like to ask you for your consideration. The first one, I'd like to maybe at least look at what the advantages and disadvantages of becoming a charter city. Charter cities, the way the way government is now, might give us the ability to gain some more control over certain things, but also might help us in funding. You know, there's pros and cons to it, but I think it wouldn't hurt us to at least take a look at it. Some cities are considering it now. There are some good things, like I said, and bad, but I think we'll have a chance to maybe discuss that and whatever the council feels. My other one is I'd like to possibly look at, since we're doing redistricting, I would like to maybe consider putting something on the ballot for consideration for the upcoming election, to where we get the vote of the public to go back to citywide elections. In other words, not have an elected mayor, but we actually have 5 council members elected citywide. We go back to our old rotation system that we have, and we give more of an opportunity for the whole community to make a decision. You know, right now, each one of you maybe have 9 or 10 streets, or, you know, or less than that. And sure, that's a great thing, except we really are such a small community, I'm not really sure whether we should segment ourselves like that. Anyway, it's something I'd like to at least have as a discussion with the council to see how we all feel about it. Okay, thank you. Anything else anybody would like to add? Okay, we'll now move. Oh, sure, go ahead, Gary.
Just to throw it out there, possibly coming up with some rules on, or deciding whether we want to make any kind of pronouncement on our staff as far as vaccinations or testing.
Okay. That's a really good point.
Bring it up next time.
Yeah, I think our staff is having meetings, I believe, on the subject of the pandemic. As we know, if we were back in colors again, we would be in purple. So, I mean, that's the reality of it. You know, people that aren't vaccinated are the people that are in the hospital. That's the way it is, and that's their choice. And then also, I would like you to know that I'm opening, or very much opening, 4 new vaccination sites within the area. I think that on September the 20th, where people that want to are going to be able to get a booster shot after their 8 months are over. Again, that's purely choice. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of things coming down either from the state or maybe after the election on September the 14th, or also more things coming from the county. I will be perfectly frank with you. This pandemic thing has become politicized. And the problem with that is that when you start looking at something from a political point of view, rather than what's best for the health and well-being of the people that live in a community, a town, or a state, it's wrong. And it kind of way that we get in the position we are tonight. I did notice that yesterday that the level of hospitalization has sort of flattened out in LA County, which may be a sign that maybe some, whatever they're doing, is working. I know that they've gone back to some restrictions, so maybe it's helping. But as I said, Gary, that's a great point, and I think our staff, Mr. Hildebrand, that you'll be able to work with our HR department and come up with some kind of something back to the council. That'd be great. Are we all okay with that, by the way? Okay, thank you. All right, we're now moving on to our illustrious city attorney.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. No comment tonight.
Thank you. Okay. See, I knew that.
For the record.
I'm a fortune teller in my pretend. Okay, now we'll move on to items from our executive director.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. No items tonight, but I did want to recognize our newest team member, Joe Ames.
Welcome.
We are very excited for Joe to be with the city. I think this is the second week, start of the second week, so we haven't started a lot just yet. First council meeting, that's good. Lots to accomplish. Really looking forward to seeing what you do here.
That being said, Jennifer, pass the mic down. Joe, just tell us a little bit about yourself, please. Thank you.
So I came from the city of Mission Viejo, so I was recruited from Mission Viejo in South County. I've been in municipal government for about 20 years, and this is my first director of public works job, so I want to thank all of you for your faith and my abilities to serve the citizens of Stanton. I'm a registered professional engineer in civil engineering. I'm also a registered traffic engineer in the state of California. And what else is there to add? I'm a real estate broker, that's correct.
Interesting.
I have my real estate broker's license.
You can help us with acquisition at Chena Pacific.
I did joke about that.
Does that mean we don't have to outsource traffic engineer anymore?
I figured that was coming. We'll talk about that.
Anyway, Joe, welcome to our city. You know, we are so glad that we can snag somebody from South Counties. You know, they come up and use Stanton Central Park, but it's nice to have you aboard. So we're really looking forward to it. It's been a kind of a big void in our department for a few month or month or week. So I know you have a lot to get caught up on, and we really appreciate you wanting to come to Stanton. So thank you.
And thank you for having me.
Okay, anything else? Okay, did you get your official Stanton pin yet? Okay, well, if you need them, we got five
of
them.
She's got a pocket.
All right, go ahead, Jared. Anything else?
Nothing, sir.
Okay, thank you. Now we're going to go to my Orange County Sheriff's Department tonight. Chief, you're up.
Mayor and City Council members, I'll be covering July's statistical data for Stanton Police Services. In July, Stanton deputies arrested or responded to 1,623 calls for service. Deputies made 57 arrests, issued 31 criminal citations, and arrested 5 documented gang members. Also, our motor deputy issued over 35 traffic citations. A couple of highlights reference the month of July. On July 29, our vice unit, along with our gang unit, our DA's office, and several of our surveillance details conducted a demand for reduction operation. Once the operation was complete, there was over 27 citations issued for either soliciting for prostitution or for loitering for prostitution. So it was a great operation overall, great partnership between everybody. Another one that I wanted to do is update you reference the June 5th fatal shooting that occurred in Mexico de Noche parking lot. Just wanted to update you on August 9th, our homicide investigators made 2 arrests regarding that incident. And as far as our community engagement, we partnered with Rowan Tree Gardens again this year, and we worked with them in gathering donations for backpacks filled with school supplies, which they donated to local elementaries. And I'd like to also thank Xenia and her team, Community Services, for incorporating us in the National Night Out and letting us run with that. And I told her, ask me whatever you want. And like the mayor said, what's the worst that they could say is no. So we went ahead and asked, and we were fortunate to have most of our units that were there. So thank her and her team. And that concludes my presentation. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, just real quick, the motor seems kind of low in terms of citations.
So yes, it actually is, you're right. And so what I discussed in the past is our motor, which is very special to his position, and he absolutely loves the motor position. You guys know him, Deputy Hall. But he chose to take his talents to South County, fortunately, Luna Niguel. He wanted to work with additional motors. He envisioned himself like the CHP Chippy movie, where he's got his partner alongside of him. And he stuck around this city, hoping that maybe one day he would, but obviously that was something that he envisioned, and he chose to take his talents to Laguna Niguel. Right now, we are currently training our deputy that we've selected for the motor position. It's a long 6-week training process, so he is currently trained. So we invite Hall to come in via overtime to come and still visit our residents and still say hi and get their signature on those documents. So that's where we stand right now. We're still going through the training process.
Great.
Is there an adjustment in our costs for that with the Sheriff's Department since he's not available for us?
Absolutely, and Michelle could definitely give you those numbers, but you get what's called a vacancy credit.
Okay, great. And then also, what other requests? Please have our former motor give all his hiding places to the new motor. Because we all know where they're at, and we don't want him out there where we don't know where he's at, okay?
That's actually part of the training.
Okay,
he will definitely do that, absolutely.
And we want that list for every council member, too. Okay, at this time, we're going to go into closed session. And we're going to do a little different tonight. What we'd like to do, if you're not involved in closed session, we'd like to have you exit because we're going to hold it right here so we can get going on it and get on moving. And if you are involved in closed session, please stay. Thank you.